If there's one thing that's clear today, it's the theme that the church wants us to preach on. That theme is love. It was repeated over 20 times in the readings today. But every time that a priest has to preach on love, it's kind of a scary thing. Because we know how many misconceptions there are around the word love. All the feelings it invokes, all the hurts, all the joys, everything that stirs up inside of us. But the love of God is something different. And so one more time today, I'm going to try to take a crack at it, what Jesus is getting at. When he's using the word love, what does he mean? And so we begin with the two greatest commandments. We know them well. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. So today, what I want to do is I want to set aside the love of God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I want to focus specifically on the love of neighbor. So Jesus said in the gospel today, right? As the Father loves me, so I love you. How does the Father love Jesus? The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, loves each other perfectly from all eternity, needing nothing. By them creating us, they gain nothing. Their love is perfect, self-giving, and it's eternal. So that's the first point, right? That's the way God the Father loves. But he reveals something to us even more profound. He loves his son Jesus so much that he sends him to his death. He sends him to save his broken, adopted children on this earth who betray him over and over and over and over again. And how does Jesus respond to that kind of love? He does the same. He comes to earth among his brothers and sisters, and he gets ridiculed. He gets misunderstood. He runs into all sorts of pride. He's confronted with all sorts of sinfulness, mockery, and eventually, right, he gets put to a terrible death, tortured, and died for us. So that's how the Father loves the Son, and that's how the Son loves us. So the question for us today is, well, then why do we need to love one another? Why this love of the other? Isn't it enough to just love God with my whole heart, soul, mind, strength? Isn't it enough? Us priests always hear this, right? I love God in my heart. Isn't that enough? It's not enough. We need something else. And it's the second commandment, the love of our neighbor. So here's what I have for you today. This is what love of neighbor gives to us uniquely. The way that God the Father loves Jesus and the way that Jesus loves us in a self-sacrificial love, we cannot love God in return that way. Why? Because God will never betray us. God will never sin against us. He'll never abandon us. And actually, he's already loved us in that way. He's already saved us. So the only way we can love God, the only way we actually have to love God, because he's created us and he's redeemed us, he's given us everything, is in a response of gratitude, thankfulness, even out of debt. We owe it to him. And so what does he do? He knows that we can't love him the way that he loves us. So in his wonderful mystery of creation, he gives us other people. He gives us our family, our friends. And he says, good. Now you can show me how I love you by loving your neighbor. Because they can betray you. They can hurt you. They can sin against you. And you can still choose to love them anyways. In a self-sacrificial love. Like Jesus loves us. There was a couple that I knew years ago. And their marriage was struggling badly. There was infidelity in their marriage. And the husband wanted to leave. He wanted out. So he went to the wife and he said, I want out. Right? This is destroying our family. It's causing all sorts of damage and hurt. Let me leave. And the wife said, I won't let you. I won't let you leave. And as I was speaking to the wife, I was like, why would you not let him leave? Why would you not want to end all that suffering? And she said, because I love him. I love him, and I know that letting him leave will not be good for the salvation of his soul. She loved him in a self-sacrificial way, even if it meant all sorts of suffering. And years later, I went and visited them. Years later, their daughter got married. And after the father had his father-daughter dance, he went to his wife and he said, if it wasn't for that day that you wouldn't let me leave, this day never would have happened. I never would have been able to dance with my daughter and to be with my wife. So there's redemption, right? That's the point, is that God works through our self-sacrificial love to redeem our relationships, to heal our families. And so today, we're a little bit more grateful, I hope. Grateful for our brothers and sisters. Sure, we're broken, but we actually need broken people to be able to love the way that Jesus expects us to love, the way that he wants us to love, the way that he loves. And so today we thank Jesus for our neighbor, for our family, for our friends, and we ask him to help us love them the way that he loves us.